President Obama is not planning to change course in Afghanistan. He's been under pressure to accelerate the troop withdrawal now that Osama bin Laden is dead. Today, the president flew to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, in part to explain his reasoning to some of the very people he sends into harm's way. Before that, he held an economic event in Indianapolis. NPR's Ari Shapiro has been traveling with the president, and he joins me from Kentucky. And Ari, why the event in Indianapolis today?
Well, the president knows that when Osama bin Laden is off of the country's newspapers' front pages, the economy and jobs and high gas prices will be back on the front pages. And he wants to send the message that even while this news breaks about Osama bin Laden and the country is focused on foreign affairs, he's also not taking his eye off the economy. So he visited a clean energy transmission manufacturing company in Indianapolis on a day when the Labor Department released better than expected unemployment numbers, 268,000 new jobs created in the private sector in April. He said that's great progress, but the country needs to do more, and he repeated his pitch for creating jobs in the clean energy sector to get the American economy back on its feet.
And political overtones to that visit?
You know, not overt ones, but it was right under the surface. One of the people who greeted President Obama at the foot of the stairs at Air Force One was Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, who's widely believed to be considering a presidential run. This is a state that President Obama won in 2008 by just about 30,000 votes. So it was not a political event per se, but when you visit a swing state while your reelection campaign is underway, there's always a political aspect to it.
And then the president was on to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. He met first in private with members of the team that conducted the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound, and then spoke publicly. What was his message to troops?
Well, the first big message was thank you, job well done. He said that the troops he met with in private deserve credit for one of the greatest intelligence and military operations in the nation's history. And then he defended his decision to send these troops, many of whom have just returned from Afghanistan, to send them to war in the first place and not to begin withdrawing troops any sooner than he had originally planned, even now that Osama bin Laden is dead. Here's some of what the president said.
And most of all, we're making progress in our major goal, our central goal in Pakistan and Afghanistan, and that is disrupting and dismantling, and we are going to ultimately defeat al-Qaeda. We have cut off their head.
All right, there was a very moving moment when the president described a letter he had received this week from a girl named Peyton Wall, who was 4 years old on 9/11. Her father was trapped in the World Trade Center on that day and called home. Let's take a listen.
Peyton remembers watching her mom sobbing as she spoke to her husband and then passed the phone to Peyton. And in words that were hard to hear, but what she's never forgotten, she said, he said to her, "I love you, Peyton, and I will always be watching over you."
It was a very emotional moment here in the hangar in Kentucky. And in a way, it bookended this story, where yesterday Peyton stood with President Obama at Ground Zero as he laid a wreath there. And today, these special forces who conducted the raid sort of bracketed the tragedy that happened 10 years ago and the conclusion of that chapter that came with Osama bin Laden's death.
And what have those troops told you as you spoke with them today in Fort Campbell?
You know, I spoke with a couple of soldiers who had just come home from Afghanistan a week ago, and they have mixed feelings. Obviously, everybody's happy that Osama bin Laden is dead, but one young man I spoke with said, "He's dead, mission accomplished, time to bring the troops home and focus on domestic problems." The other one said, "We've started something that we have to see through to the end, and our job isn't done yet." You know, I asked both of these young men, what was the mood like here on Saturday night? They both said, "We had just come home from Afghanistan, and we were not about to leave our wives to go see what the mood was like on the rest of the Army base."
Okay, NPR's Ari Shapiro, traveling with President Obama. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.